Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Muna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our third installment of the Halachos of Food Preparation on Shabbos. In the first two sessions, we were talking very much about bishul. That's the traditional term used for the broad melacha, one of the 39 prohibited acts of cooking food on Shabbos. Truth be told, there are two very general terms that are, in a sense, subcategories of this melacha. One is afia, and one is bishul. But think of it as a subcategory in this context. Afia would be translated as baking. Bishul would be translated as cooking. So halachically speaking, there's a very big difference between baking and cooking. Cooking is when I expose something to liquid at a significant enough heat to alter its state. So you think, for example, I have pasta. So I take that box of pasta and I pour it into a pot of boiling water. It's not just the heat that affects the pasta. It's being exposed to the boiling water, to the hot water. That's what affects the pasta. That is cooking, bishul. Afia is when something is altered by direct exposure to heat, not being in a liquid context. Think of a dough. Someone's making a challah or a cake. Or, in a very different sense, think of grilling something. When you don't have it in a pot, you just have it on an open flame. That, technically speaking, might be called a slightly different thing called sli, which is defined as roasting. But for these purposes, it's very much under the category of afia. Broadly speaking, there's cooking through exposing it to liquid, hot liquid. It doesn't have to be water, by the way. It could be any type of liquid. And there's exposure just to heat, not in the context of liquid. Bishul is the one with liquid. Afia is the one without liquid. Okay. Now, there's a very important concept, which is ein bishul, acher bishul. This is definitely the case for solid food. Liquid, we'll have to discuss at a later time. On a Torah level, if I have cooked my pasta and it's been sitting in the refrigerator for 3 days already, but I fully cooked it in my pot 3 days ago, if I were to put it in hot water again, that's not called cooking. You can only cook a solid food once. When you think of example of pasta, I think we could totally relate to it. The difference between the pasta in the box and once it's been cooked in the pot is significant. If I were to take that pasta and put it in a pot a second time, I don't know how different it would be. Ein bishul, achar bishul. But yesh bishul, achar afia. If I were to have prepared a food in a wholly different context, if I made something, if I baked a loaf of bread, that's not baking it through exposure to liquid. It's just the dough is exposed to the heat of the oven. If I baked a loaf of bread fully, and then I sliced a piece of that bread, and I put it in hot water, that is considered to be a transformational moment for the bread. The baking of the bread was afia. The placing the bread in the hot water was bishul. And I could be in violation of cooking on Shabbos because I took that baked food and now exposed it to hot water. We're going to get into this much more as we proceed through this series, but that's a basic concept. Theoretically speaking, though it's not as common, you would also say, yesh afia acher bishul. If I cooked something in liquid, and then after it was fully cooked, I exposed it in a dry setting to extreme heat, but we normally say it would have to be extreme heat. That's why it's not so relevant in most scenarios. I would also be in violation, yet again, of cooking on Shabbos because there was a fundamentally different experience that this food had. So if I've done bishul once, by salads we say it couldn't happen a second time. But if I've done bishul and then I do afia, I could be in violation. Or if I do afia and then I do bishul, I could also be in violation. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.